You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, I'm Julian, and welcome to the Doing English Weekly Rant, the weekly Doing English podcast where I, Julian, your beloved host, rant about the English language and language learning in general. And as you'll see from this week's episode, to be honest, a lot of other different things as well. This week, in this week's episode, episode 45 of the Doing English Weekly Rant, what am I going to be ranting about? Well, this week I had planned to share with you some results, if you will call them that, from a little experiment that I did recently. Things that I learned from watching one Japanese film every single day for an entire month. That is what I was going to talk about this time. However, when I sat down to record this just a few short minutes ago, I looked at my calendar. Today is December the 20th. At the time of recording this, I mean, today is December the 20th. Well, this episode won't be released today. It'll actually be released on Sunday, like I always do. I always upload and release the podcast episodes every Sunday morning. Well, Sunday morning, Japan Standard Time anyway. Which means, actually, that this episode will be going out on Christmas Day. And although I am not much of a festive person, more on that in a moment, I kind of thought, well, isn't it a bit of a waste to release a podcast episode on Christmas Day and not to talk about Christmas? Yes, Julian, it is a bit of a waste, is the only logical answer to that question. So today, let's skip the topic that I had planned. We will shift that to next week. So next week's podcast episode will be things that I learned from watching a Japanese film every single day. And this week, let's talk a little bit about Christmas. I'm not that interested in Christmas, I'll be perfectly honest. If I didn't have kids, I wouldn't bother with it at all. And even with kids, we don't really make that much of a big deal of it. There's a few things I want to talk about, actually, regarding the topic of Christmas. But just to start, this is my opinion, by the way. I don't know if this is true for everybody. I'm British, and my feeling is that British people, well, Christmas is a big deal in the UK. It's probably the biggest holiday. It's the day which people get really, really excited about. And as I will talk about in a moment, some British people do go well over the top with the whole Christmas thing. But I think it tends to be more about the presents and things like that. But thinking about other festivals, other traditional kind of cultural holidays, things like Halloween, Easter, in general, I think the UK tends to be more reserved, more conservative about these holidays. And what I mean by that is I live in Japan, and I'm going to talk about how these things are approached in Japan in a moment. But I live in Japan, and the feeling I get for Japanese people looking out towards the West and the way that people celebrate these holidays in the West, I think people tend to assume that the United Kingdom and America are just the same. And I would disagree with that. Christmas, possibly. But for example, Halloween. When I talk to my American friends, it seems like people in America really kind of make a big deal out of Halloween. And of course, in the UK, we see it. We have the Christmas Christmas decorations at Halloween. Well, actually, these days, you can buy Christmas decorations around Halloween. Not a good thing. Halloween decorations. You know, we see them. Kids will do trick or treat. We might have a Halloween party, especially students. You know, any chance to get dressed up and go out and get drunk. Hey, you know, that's about as far as Halloween tends to go. Whereas talking to my American friends, it seems that in America, people make a huge deal out of it. I guess that's not true for everybody, but generally speaking, that is what my American friends say. And although Christmas is much bigger in the UK than Halloween, of course, I still think that people in the UK tend to be more reserved about the whole thing than people in other countries such as America. So really, in a way, then I guess it's my Britishness coming out there that I'm just not that bothered about holidays, which is why I wasn't going to bother talking about Christmas in the podcast episode. If it wasn't for the fact that this episode is being released on Christmas Day, nah, I just wouldn't have bothered. But Christmas. We are going to be celebrating Christmas this year, celebrating Christmas in our own kind of way, which I guess you would say is a blend of the Japanese-style Christmas and the British-style Christmas. And when I say the Japanese-style Christmas, I actually mean basically no Christmas, because there isn't really a Christmas here. Christmas Day is not a holiday in Japan. And in fact, really, Christmas is actually more about Christmas Eve here. Now, Japan is an interesting country because although it's, well, Japan has its own original religions, but I guess these days you would say religion in Japan, it's not non-existent, but rather people tend to pick and mix things from different religions, cultural events, celebrations that they like, in a way that you don't see in a lot of other countries. So although Japan is not a Christian country, has nothing to do with Christianity at all, you do see things like Halloween and Christmas. Well, Halloween originally comes from the pagans, of course. Well, as does Christmas, actually. Christmas originally comes from the pagans as well. But, you know, of course, the Christians made it into Christmas, and then that has filtered through to Japan in the form of the capitalist event that is the Christmas that we now know. And it's not a holiday, but people do like to kind of acknowledge it, I guess, is what I want to say. You see the Christmas decorations go up in the shops around the city. And then what happens is you get all this build-up to Christmas. The same kind of build-up to Christmas as you would see, say, in the UK. You get the build-up, the build-up, the build-up, the build-up. And then on Christmas Eve, the decorations come down and it's over. You get the build-up, but there is no climax like you get in Western countries where you've got the whole build-up to Christmas and then Christmas Day. Here, Christmas Day is kind of skipped. And generally, the way people celebrate Christmas, if they do celebrate it at all, it's really more for teenagers and young couples, I think. Generally, people will... Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is the time for teenagers and young couples to go out on dates. They go out on a date and they eat Christmas cake, which actually is not Christmas cake at all. It's strawberry shortcake, which in my books is... It's not Christmas cake. It's not Christmas cake at all. And that's about as far as it goes. I guess these young couples having their date on Christmas Eve, they might exchange a present or something like that. But that's about the extent of people's Christmas here. Now, a slight disclaimer. I'm not Japanese. I've lived in Japan for about 10 years now. That's the way that I see it. People might disagree with me on that, and that's fine. Hey, if your experience of Christmas in Japan is completely different to mine, fine, whatever. And this is purely my opinion, my observation, my outlook on the phenomenon that is Christmas in Japan. At our house, we do something slightly more. We do a Christmas lunch. It's not easy to cook a proper Christmas lunch in Japan, because in the UK, you know, we have big ovens for roasting a turkey and things like that. Well, here in our tiny shoebox of a Japanese apartment, we have a kitchen about the same size as an oven in the UK, and obviously we don't have a proper oven. Instead, we have one of these tiny microwave ovens, which is actually literally about the size of a shoebox, and you can't fit a turkey in there. In fact, you can't really fit a chicken in there either, unless it's a very small chicken. So we do an approximation of a Christmas lunch. This year, I think we're quite busy. We're going to just take it easy. I think we might actually just buy some KFC. Oh, and by the way, that's another big Christmas thing in Japan, Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC. That is the traditional Christmas lunch here in Tokyo, KFC and strawberry shortcake. But we might be going that route this year. We're going to do some presents. We've bought some presents for the kids. Not completely over the top like you see in the UK these days. I'm forever reading these horrific, horrifying newspaper articles and things about families in the UK who basically get themselves into debt for an entire year. They put so much on their credit card that they spend the next 12 months trying to pay off their Christmas shopping, all in an attempt to make this Christmas the best Christmas ever for their kids. And I think that is a stupid, stupid, stupid thing to do. At the end of the day, kids, although they do get excited and they want presents, because let's face it, kids are selfish as hell and they all want. But ultimately, the thing that's going to make your kid into a well-rounded adult is not the Christmas presents you give them at Christmas, but the amount of time and love that you give them. Getting yourself into debt to buy an expensive Christmas present is idiotic as far as I'm concerned. You won't see any of that stupidity in my house. The kids will get one present each. Well, actually, they're getting two presents each, I guess. They get one present from Santa, which is generally the sort of present that they really want to get. The toys, the unpractical stuff, and then they get one present from us, which, generally speaking, is things like school shoes and books. But hey, they like it, so whatever. I guess we do have an advantage, though, because living in Japan, most of their friends don't even get Christmas presents. So even if they just get something small, they are more than happy with that. I guess in the UK, kids do tend to compare their Christmas with the Christmases of their friends. The result being that if little Jimmy down the road got a much bigger, more expensive present than I got, we feel upset about that. And really, I think parents' job then is to explain to their kids that getting upset about things like that is dumb. Not try to buy a more expensive present than little Jimmy down the road. But hey, 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 whatever. Christmas. I've lost my train of thought now. I've actually forgotten what I was talking about. Yeah, that's our Christmas, basically. There's not really much else to say about it. I'm looking forward to it. I think New Year's actually is much bigger in Japan, the big celebration, and I guess New Year's is what we do for Christmas in the UK. It's what you see for New Year's in Japan. It's the time when all the family gets together, drinks far, far too much, eats far, far too much, puts on a lot of weight. Kids don't get presents, actually, for New Year's in Japan. They get something called otoshidama, which basically is pocket money. It's money, basically, which I think is much, much easier than trying to buy presents for people. You know, it's fine buying presents for your own kids, but trying to buy presents for other people's kids can be really, really tricky. Well, no problem, because in Japan, they just get money, and we don't give it to adults. It's just for kids, so makes life very, very easy. The kids love it. You know, they get some pocket money that they get to do then either save or to spend however they want to. We eat a lot, drink a lot, and generally have a good time. This year, what am I doing for New Year's, actually? Not much. New Year's Eve, we're going to be going to see some friends for a meal and probably a fair old quantity of beer, which I'm looking forward to. New Year's Day, actually, we haven't got any specific plans yet this year. Last year, we had friends come over from the UK, which was fantastic. Last year was a great New Year's. This year, I think we're pretty much just going to celebrate it by ourselves, actually. My parents-in-law are on the other side of Japan, and we don't really fancy traipsing all the way over there. So I think this year, New Year's, it's going to be spent drinking obscene quantities of Japanese sake, beer, probably some more Japanese sake to follow it, eating obscene quantities of food, and generally taking it easy. I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually taking the week off surrounding New Year. So, in fact, the day that you're listening to this is pretty much, well, I will have started my holiday yesterday. So I'll be off for about a week and a bit from now. In fact, yeah, it's more than a week, because a week from now will be New Year. So it's going to be more than a week. But yeah, I'm taking a week or so off, looking forward to that, and just going to be eating a lot. I have a feeling, actually, that I've just spent the last 15 minutes of this podcast episode talking about basically nothing and repeating the same thing again and again and again. So I think this is enough. I think this is enough of this week's podcast episode. I usually try to go on for about 20, 25 minutes. It's a good length for a podcast episode. But hey, whatever. 15 minutes of listening to me ramble on about Christmas is probably 15 minutes too long. How are you going to be celebrating Christmas? Do you celebrate Christmas in your country? Which is more important in your country? Christmas, New Year's, or perhaps some other national holiday? Tell us all about it. One of the best things for me about doing English on this podcast and the video version on YouTube is reading other people's comments and learning about how things that I kind of experience in my life in Japan and in the UK, and how people perceive and experience those same things in very different ways in other countries. I love learning about it, and I think you should be reading other people's comments and things as well, and learning about other people in other cultures. If you are listening to the podcast version of this on iTunes, obviously there are no comments, so you can't leave a comment. Although if you would leave a rating and a review for the podcast, I would very much appreciate that. But if you check the description in iTunes or wherever you're listening to the podcast, you'll find a link to the video version on YouTube. And YouTube does have comments. So head over there, leave a comment. Tell us about Christmas in your country. Do you celebrate Christmas? Do you not celebrate Christmas? How about New Year's? Tell us all about it. I would love to hear. Next week, we are going to be talking about my little experiment, some things that I learned from watching a video a day for a month. It won't actually be next week, thinking about it, because I'm basically on holiday and I'm not going to be recording a podcast episode for next week, or at least I don't think I'm going to be. I might change my mind. We will see. Otherwise, I'll see you next week, or I'll see you the week after. If you're not already a member, do head over to doingenglishplus.com and consider becoming a member. Incidentally, if you join in December, there are several bonuses that you're going to get. I'm making some pretty big changes to the program. And the main one being, right now, when you join, you actually get all of the past interviews and training sessions that I've done. You get all of the past stuff. Whereas lessons, you only get the lessons for the month that you join. And that gets really confusing to explain. So from January, you're basically just going to get everything from the month that you join. So if you join in December, you are actually going to get about 13 interviews that I've done, all about an hour long, with guest experts, business communication coaches, public speaking skills experts, academic researchers, business people, artists, all kinds of different interviews that I've done. You're going to get the full back catalog of those if you join in December. From January, those will be gone. Be warned. So if you're thinking of signing up, do sign up in December. There are also several other bonuses if you join in this month as well. Like I said, I'm making some big changes to the program from January. All changes for the better, I think. Now is a great time to join doingenglishplus.com. Anyway, that is it from me today. Doing English Plus, why not treat yourself as a Christmas present? Hey, it's Christmas Day. Sign up, Christmas present to yourself. hey, why not? I'll see you in the next episode, whether it be next week or the week after. I'll see how lazy I am over the holidays. And yeah, whatever. Thank you. Goodbye and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.